Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
An American icon has died.
What's love got to do with it?
Another Republican's in the running for president.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president.
It's been a year since the Uvalde school shooting.
Remembering is important, but it's also painful.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Monica Ricks in New York.
You're sampling the best.
The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, died today at 83. CBS's Allison Keys takes a look back at her iconic career.
I'll never keep on burning.
That voice. Those moves, that talent, Tina Turner had it all and walked through fire to get there.
In the beginning, Ike was very good to me.
But she left Ike Turner in 1976 after years of abuse and shot to superstardom with her album, Private Dancer.
I'm your private dancer, a dancer for...
Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier on her influence.
She was the first African-American black artist on the cover of Rolling Stone and the first female.
Tina Turner died after a long illness at her home in Switzerland. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just made a big announcement on Twitter.
I am running for president of the United States to lead our great American comeback. Look, we know our country's going in the wrong direction. We see it with our eyes. And we feel it in our bones.
He could be former President Trump's strongest Republican rival. Today marks 1 year since the horrific school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children and two teachers were killed.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. President Biden marked the passing of a year flanked by 21 candles.
It's time to act.
Mr. Biden again called on lawmakers to pass the gun reforms he's been proposing since his candidacy.
We can't end this epidemic until Congress passes some common sense gun safety laws to keep weapons of war off our streets and out of the hands of dangerous people.
Bans on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines remain stalled. Republicans and a small number of Democrats oppose the proposals.
Still no debt deal in Washington. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president's team will continue to negotiate in good faith to reach a reasonable bipartisan budget agreement.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there have to be spending cuts.
The off-ramp here is to solve the problem, to spend less than we spent last year. That's not that difficult. They still want to spend more. You cannot do that.
The House goes on recess tomorrow, but members will have 24 hours to return to Washington if a deal's made. This is CBS.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Justice Department's been investigating President Biden's son, Hunter, for possible tax crimes. And now CBS's Jim Axelrod is talking with the IRS agent, blowing the whistle on what he says is preferential treatment.
The whistleblower's name is Gary Shapley. He's a 14-year veteran of the IRS, a supervisory special agent. And he says that he and his team ran into what he calls a slow walking of the investigation into this highly sensitive target. He says there was preferential treatment. He could not name who the target was. CBS News can report that the target is Hunter Biden.
We're a skinny black girl descended.
Amanda Gorman's famous poem, The Hill We Climb, has now been pulled from a school in Miami after a parent complained it had indirect hate messages. Florida's been banning books on race, sex, and social justice. You are listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Typhoon Mawar made landfall as a Category 4 storm, and it is still slamming Guam with powerful winds and rain. North Carolina resident Trisha Regalia is stuck there.
I wasn't expecting to be stuck here for 5 days, and I'm actually getting married next week.
It is the strongest storm to hit the island in decades. Another round of layoffs at Facebook's parent company. CBS's Jason Brooks has details.
Meta employees announced on LinkedIn that they were let go in the latest round, with the cuts happening across a number of departments, including engineering, recruiting, marketing, and user experience. 10,000 Meta employees were cut in the last two rounds, totaling 21,000 layoffs over all three.
Target is removing some LGBTQ merchandise from its stores ahead of Pride Month. The retailer says it got intense backlash from customers, including some who got violent with workers. Bud Light faced similar reactions over its partnership with a transgender influencer.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Kids all over the world are hitting the metaverse and trading traditional lessons for virtual ones.
British students log into their metaverse school, connecting them with classmates from around the world. Using VR, not the magic school bus, they can shrink down to investigate the human body.
Up closer to you.
It was really cool how I got to put the heart in a different place, because if you were in a normal classroom, you can't do that.
The technology can also help the past come alive. By bringing lessons to life, teachers say students learn more while literally reaching for the stars. Ian Lee, CBS News, London.
Netflix has started its crackdown on password sharing in the U.S. The streamer sent out emails yesterday, but warnings are now popping up when users log into their accounts saying only people you live with can watch. That's the World News Roundup, late edition for Wednesday, May 24, 2023. I'm Monica Ricks, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.